Hello and welcome. It's our number one, Ben Maller Show, Monday Night Football, Dallas, Philadelphia matchup, NFC East slobber knocker, blowout city, lopsided game, the better story in the losing locker room, Cowboys win big, so we'll look at Philadelphia. What do we make of Jalen Hurts' struggles for the Eagles, and also Jalen Hurts, while he might be a pretty baseline quarterback or below baseline quarterback in the NFL, he has given us a timeless piece of audio art. We'll give you that as well. We'll get to it right now in our number one. Birds of a feather fall together. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we go at warp speed, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and mighty powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside your eardrums, providing marginal sports talk radio all night long from the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location in the Northwoods. There is a warning label: handle with care. Handle with care. So our lead this hour, pretty obvious, comes from Monday Night Football. They put the curtain down on another weekend of NFL activity as week three comes to a close. The Eagles and Cowboys renewing their rivalry, which is not really much of a rivalry these days, and neither team's that good, but the 125th matchup of the much ballyhooed NFC East get together. If you did not watch the game, maybe you missed it. Don't worry. We got your back here. All right, we watched so you would not have to. It is our act of kindness for you and the attention. Much of it focused on Dak Prescott as he threw not one, not two, but three touchdowns in his first home game since the infamous snap, crackle, pop injury against the Giants last year. Trevon Diggs returned a pick six, 59 yards for the score, and the Cowboys smashed the Eagles, blew them to smithereens, 41-21 on a Monday night. So Dallas now 2-1, Philadelphia drops to 1-2. The better story, though, is in the losing locker room, where Philadelphia, they looked like the team we thought they would be, the junior varsity. The numbers cover your eyes bad. Cover your eyes bad. Now, if you looked at the box score and just didn't watch the game, you say, well, it wasn't that bad. But there was some enhanced stat stuffing in garbage time, the sanitation part of the game. The Cowboys kept the birds at bay all night. Dallas had a 19-1 edge in first downs late in the first half. And Jalen Hurts, the Eagles quarterback, was not only under center, he was lousy. Now, the numbers, he finished with 300-plus yards passing and three, a couple of touchdowns, two touchdowns, two interceptions. And so it doesn't look that bad. He looked average. If you look at the box score, he was terrible. P.U., what stinks? Jalen Hurts. So let us discuss the question. What do you make of Jalen Hurts and his issues for the Eagles in the Monday night game? So my thoughts here, you've got Pitchman, Tony Robbins, and classical movie. And we'll tie all of these things together, and we're going to make some pumpkin pie because it's almost Halloween season. I was at the store the other day, and they had their Halloween decorations out. So let's start with this. Jalen Hurts is on a season-long audition to be the Eagle quarterback. Does anyone disagree? Anyone in the back of the room disagree? No, no one can disagree with that. He's not locked in. He's getting an opportunity if he makes it all year. And that's a big if, right? The early returns, if you look at the polling stations, are not encouraging. In this game, a microcosm of Jalen Hurts as a quarterback, he was a turd in the first half. And then when Dallas called off the dogs, he started filling up the stat sheet. But do not be a low-information fan. Do not be hornswoggled by this. Don't. The Cowboys figure to be at, if everything goes right for Dallas, they're a middle-of-the-pack defensive team. I know the cowboy media cartel does not want you to hear that, that they're going to be better than that. But if everything breaks the way of the Dallas Cowboys, I see them in the middle defensively this year. They get to play a lot of substandard teams like Philadelphia. Washington's not a good offensive team. The Giants are not a good offensive team. Everyone in the division stinks offensively. So when the dust settles, the numbers will actually be a little enhanced because of the division. But so far, Jalen Hurts, say what you want about the guy. He's been exactly as we expected. A mistake-prone, wobbly quarterback. Someone who is not a viable long-term starter. Haven't seen anything here that would lead you to go down the garden path if that is the case, that this is the long-term answer. He's just the temp. He's the temp quarterback. And then whether they trade for an established quarterback, Philadelphia, or roll the dice again in the draft on some hotshot quarterback, that will be determined at a later date. But watching him play, I'm like, well, okay, it's not that great. They're trying to make excuses for Jalen Hurts now. That's a big thing the media does when these guys go out and take a ride in the vomit comet. It's somebody else's fault. It's the offensive line's fault. It's the coach's fault. It's this guy's fault, that guy's fault. It's never no accountability for just bad play. And he's still a rookie. Well, no, he played last year. He had a full year in the NFL, Jalen Hurts. He's not a rookie. Well, he's only played 8 games. Okay. How many games do we have to wait until we realize the guy blows? What's the number? What's the magic number? Because as Jerry Glanville famously said, the NFL not for long when you play like that. And he's got to get a lot better. Now, Hurts, that's obvious. Hurts should become the new pitch man for Alka-Seltzer because the fans of the Eagles in the Delaware Valley are going to have indigestion and upset stomachs all football season long watching this cat play quarterback. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is when you go to Gardner Minshew, who should be the quarterback. Put the Gardner in there right now. Minshew mania. Now, part B of this. I will give Jalen Hurts credit in one area. This guy is electric as a soundbite. He is as close to a dial-a-quote as you can get. Very robotic. Most of the time with his comments, he has a Rolodex in his mind of sports cliches. He's studied the sports cliches clearly, and that studying paying off to some degree here for Jalen Hurts. But he was on top of his game. In fact, this is a rather unmemorable Monday night football game, something we'll talk about right now. But are you going to really look back at this with joy in days or weeks or months from now? No, you aren't. But I mentioned Jalen Hurts, very good at a sound bite situation. He's a dial-a-quote type of guy. He often mixes in Tony Robbins self-help wordplay. Remember his sound bite in the offseason was, very hungry and we don't plan on missing meals. Of course, this was a missed supper. It will not be the last supper, but it was a missed supper, a starvation diet. Hurts adding another gem. And we've got to give you some sound here of Jalen Hurts. Let me walk you through this. This is outstanding. So Jalen Hurts here saying that he didn't do enough. He didn't do a good enough job, and he wants full accountability. So unlike the media that are making excuses, Jalen Hurts, at least in his soundbite, is saying, hey, it's me. I'm the guy.
I didn't do a good enough job of leading. I didn't do a good enough job of running our offense, of doing the things that I need to do. So it's on me. This one's on me.
Yeah, there you go. It's on him. Now, also some of the media were blaming Nick Sirianni, the coach in Philly there, for the play calling, the offensive staff. They're not doing their job. And here is Jalen Hurts attempting to put ice water on that media narrative.
Play calling was not an issue in this game. Play calling was not an issue in this game. I was the issue in this game. I take it and I learn from it, and I'll be better from it. We'll be a better team from it.
There you go. Be a better team. And now we have saved the Mona Lisa of soundbites. Very rarely in sports talk radio does a soundbite rise to the level of forever. An evergreen soundbite. Jalen Hurts is not going to be a quarterback in the NFL that long if he continues to play the way he's playing. But he will live in infamy here on the airwaves of Fox Sports Radio and the Ben Maller Show because of something he said after the Cowboy game. This is pure, solid gold. It is amazing. So here is Jalen Hurts with a bathroom analogy to describe how the Eagles are going to move on from pooping the bed in the Monday night game.
Learn from it and move on. I feel this way after every loss. I take responsibility for how this game went tonight. I take responsibility for that. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to learn from it. We're going to be a better team from it. I believe that. You take your deuce, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
There you go. Now, can we highlight, do we have just that? That's the money quote. That part right there, when you take a deuce, you don't just look at it, you flush it and move on. Can we play just that part? Do we have just that part here? Can we play that part right now?
I take responsibility for that. I'm going to learn from it, and I'm going to learn from it. We're going to be a better team from it. I believe that. You take your deuce, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on.
Yeah.
We're going to flush all it right. And move on.
Yeah. We need to highlight. We need to cut out the beginning part of that. And
you
just
take your deuce, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on.
Oh.
We're going to flush it and move on.
This is poetry. This guy's a poet, Jalen Hurts. He shouldn't be playing football. He should be writing poetry is what he should be doing. That's amazing. That's an all-time soundbite. That's great. When you take a deuce, you don't just look at it. You flush it and move on. Jalen Hurts.
Poop fest.
That's my quarterback. That's my quarterback right there. Outstanding. Of course, the Eagles were so bad, they didn't even make it to the toilet. They pooped their pants. They couldn't even make it to the bathroom. And I guess in addition to selling Alka-Seltzer, they can sell Depends, the adult diapers, because, man, it's just great. Play it again. Play it again. I want to hear it again. Play it again.
You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
There's always that guy, though. You know that guy that does kind of look back and admire? And everyone's got that one friend that does that. And occasionally, we'll even take photos to send them photographs. You know, you'll send your buddies, these people send photos to other people. It's weird, of the trip to the commode. All right, last word here. So let's change lanes for a second. Nick Sirianni being called out for what? For building up the magnitude of the Eagle-Cowboy rivalry. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. Now, riddle me this, Batman. What's wrong with that? Now, Sirianni wore a Beat Dallas shirt around practice. Oh, my God, he wore a shirt. And the shirt had the cowboy helmet, the eagle helmet. It said Beat Dallas. And at a team meeting the night before, on Sunday night before Monday Night Football, Sirianni is alleged to have shown, wait for this, this is going to be high crimes and misdemeanors, he showed his team a video of the importance of beating the Cowboys. The video was narrated by some Eagles legends. Oh, no! And he, get this, he showed clips of some of the Eagle players in college dominating their rivalry games. Oh, no, you can't do that. So Sirianni's being ridiculed. He's being called high school Harry, among other things. Now, we disagree, right? Just media hardos doing media hardo things. I have no problem with that. Now, these guys take this stuff. I'm talking about the media guys, the sports writers, and they get in this stuff. I was having a conversation with a buddy of mine who works in the business a while back, a couple weeks ago. We were talking about some of these guys become sports writers, and they're in it for so long, they start to think they're part of the teams and that this is war and that they are protecting trade secrets. It's a football coach coaching a bunch of young guys, and they're, you know, most of them in their 20s, and these writers take this stuff way too seriously. They get all wrapped up into it, and I advise to go rent a classical movie, Stripes. Lighten up, Francis, all right? It's a bad look because, listen, I get it. The Eagles got blown out. Fine, they were outclassed, but I have no problem with Sirianni doing this kind of stuff. And we're talking about, it's not brain surgery. Again, it's young people playing football. And the Eagles lost because they suck. It doesn't matter any video they put up, any T-shirt. Just like if it had been reversed, right? If the Eagles had had a championship-level team and were playing this Cowboy team, which is a middle-of-the-pack team, the Cowboys. I think most agree Cowboys are a middle-of-the-pack team. And so in that environment, you're like, okay, the Eagles can wear whatever they want. They still win the game. But this idea somehow that Nick Sirianni, because he wore a T-shirt and showed a highlight video, that this is a bad thing for the Eagles. Oh, shut up. Go get a life, you loser. Right, it's the Ben Maller Show, and I am so happy we have a new toy. A new toy, the Jalen Hurts soundbite. Play it again, Chris. Play it again. I want to hear it again. Play it again.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
Now, technically, just on a technical situation, now, is the proper movement in the bathroom, and I'm in the safe harbor, so I think we can get into this as adults here. I mean, what kids are awake at this hour? So I would say in the bathroom, is it proper once you've taken care of the business there, the number two, and then do you then go to the cleanup method, the wipe, and then flush, or do you flush and then proceed to the second phase of that operation? Because it sounds like Jalen Hurts is just you boom and then flush and then move on to the next. That's how he operates. All right, if you'd like to talk about any of that, also, obviously, I know there's a lot of Cowboy Bob, Cowboy Jim, Cowboy Steve, Cowboy Matt, Cowboy Bill will all be calling up, very excited. Rah, rah, the Cowboys win. And game they were favored at home to win, and they won. And so now everyone will be saying the Cowboys are back. The Cowboys are back.
Settle down just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, 877-99 on Fox. If you'd like to be part, 877-996-6369. We have a mad painter, and nothing to see here, nothing to see here. We'll get to those stories. We'll take your calls. We'll do it all, and we will do it next.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on.
Yeah.
You're going to flush it and move on.
No, good. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We believe in the power of the people in the Maller Militia. Get the most out of the Ben Maller Show listening experience by adding your touch. Take a few seconds to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/podcast. Make that, oh boy.
And I'm live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. It's Ben Maller.
An extra hot, spicy Maller monologue regarding the Monday night game, Cowboys, mollywop the Eagles. Better story in the losing locker room, Jalen Hurts, the agony of defeat. But he gave us a great soundbite, and for that we're grateful. And some people are asking where that soundbite ranks, and right off the top, my knee-jerk reaction, it's not at the level of the late Dennis Green. You want to crown them? Crown their asses! It's not that. Right? It's not at that level. It's not Jim Mora playoffs.
Playoffs?
It's more... I would put it like remember John Gruden a couple years ago, knock on wood if you're with me, more on that. There was a Richard Sherman drop that we still play on this show.
Poop Fest.
That's it right there. So I would put that in the Richard Sherman Poop Fest. And really those things.
Don't you ever talk about me.
No, I think what we could do is play the Poop Fest and then Jalen Hurts right after. Let's try that, Chris. Can we play the Poop Fest and then go transition into Jalen Hurts and his description? I think that would be perfect. I think
Poop Fest.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. We're going to flush it and move on.
Poop Fest.
Yeah, that's perfect. That's it. Those are in unison. We also have an Aqib Talib drop that we play a lot on the show, and Aqib's now a Fox broadcaster. We did what we did, you know, that whole thing. We do what we do, that whole deal. So that was his soundbite. Milkman Mike in Colorado writes in, says, awesome opening monologue. Nothing helps start the third shift better than repeated deuce talk. He can flush it, but that crap was so big it clogged the bowl. That's from Milkman Mike. Late night drug tester, great monologue. Just wondering what the over-under is on Cowboy fans calling in tonight. Also, I have never
not
been
two,
approached.
Not three.
Yeah.
Not four.
That's right.
Not five. Not six.
He says, also, I've never been approached by any Cowboy player asking me to throw a drug test. That's from the late night drug tester. Chris in Houston says, come on, Maller. Everyone knows the move is to courtesy flush. to keep the smell down. And if you don't, you're one nasty blank blank. But really, what friend sends you pics of their blank? That's just rude and deserves a punch in the nuts. Signed, Chris in Houston. Rob in Vegas, Sin City writes, and he says, Ben, you got way too excited when talking about the media hardos. I'm not going to lie, it got a little uncomfortable, Rob in Vegas says. Please, please keep the number of hardo references down. Keep them down, please. Humble request. F. Altuve, he said. Every town has that guy, though. Every town has that guy. Every city that has an NFL team has the media guy that takes this way too seriously, that reviews film. And we played some sound last week. It was Richard Sherman doing an interview with a guy that used to be a Seahawks beat writer, and they did a tape review of Richard Sherman's highlights. But who wants to hear that content? Who's craving that content? What kind of losers want that? The burner account writes in and says, good monologue, Benjamin. I don't have anything to add to that, but I must say, even though the game just recently went off, I'm already fatigued of hearing everybody say Dallas is back, Dak is back. Relax, people. It was the Eagles. Poop and flush. Yeah. Well, that shows you. I was thinking about this because you bring up a good point, burner account, that shows you where we are in terms of the Cowboys, how bad the Cowboys franchise is, how embarrassing Jerry Jones' team is, that beating an inferior Eagles team and people are doing a victory lap, the Cowboys are back. That they were it's such a deep, dark place, the Cowboys, that they couldn't even beat teams like the Eagles that suck, that don't have a quarterback, that don't have much going for them at all. It's a bad roster. And the Cowboys are celebrating these wins because that's how far down the totem pole the Cowboy franchise is. I mean, let that settle in, that this is a big accomplishment for that team. You don't get any style points beating Jalen Hurts, who should not be a starting quarterback in the NFL. You don't get that. No. Just Josh writes in, says, no amount of body wash can cover the stank that is the Philadelphia Eagles, nor will four-ply tissue make the loss feel softer. So go ahead and flush. And if it doesn't go down, Hurts may want to borrow Blind Scott's plunger. There you go. Justin in Cincinnati, we stay with Cincinnati, says, why in the hell was Jalen Hurts talking about the Reds down the stretch with that blank talk? What a way to finish the season. Very impressive by the Cincinnati. They did win on Monday, though. They did win on Monday, so they had that going for them. Vols fan Jimmy writes in, says, Jalen Hurts is a master of the obvious. When you take a deuce, you don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on. He went to the University of Alabama and the University of Oklahoma, and that's what he comes out with. That is accurate. That is absolutely accurate. We'll take some calls here. And who better to start the festivities? And we'll add up the list here. Cowboy Dan is in the leadoff chair. Hello, Cowboy Dan.
Hello, Ben. It's been a while since I talked to you. Hi, Eddie. How about those Cowboys?
Here he is, Cowboy Dan. Like a cockroach, he crawls out after the Cowboys
God,
win
please,
a game.
No!
Where have you been, Cowboy Dan? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, I've been under the pandemic, so to speak.
Well, your phone still works and the radio still works, so there's no pandemic as far as we're concerned. We're still here every night.
Yeah, but they weren't playing football for a while.
Yeah, they were. They played an entire season last year. They played a preseason. They were 3 weeks into the NFL now. Bad job by you, Cowboy Dan. But go ahead, do your little victory lap. Take your little bow. Go ahead. Rah, rah, Cowboys. Rah, 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 rah.
Are you ready? Dak is a true leader who will take us deep into the playoffs, possibly all the way to the Super Bowl. He's overcome a gruesome injury, and I disagree with tonight that the better story is in the loser locker room. And the courtesy flush is something you take in jail.
It's a total fabrication.
Wait. The courtesy flush is how many years were you in jail for?
I just know this from a friend.
Oh, from a friend. All right. So what? Now, is that because you share a cell with someone? So in jail, you have to flush because it's a courtesy flush because you're in a cell with someone? Is that why?
Right. You don't want to stink up the joint. So before you wipe, you you flush the deuce, and then you wipe, and you can finish your business.
Yeah. All right. So this is a jail technique. I got you. But if you're trying to conserve water, I think you gotta wipe and then flush.
Hey, I'm up in Portland. It rained like the dickens here. Cats and dogs all day.
Really? It rained so much the rain was the size of peanut M&Ms, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm so glad you're alive, Cowboy Dan. I can't wait for the next Cowboy game. When they win, you'll call up and again and regale
you
us.
You bet I will. I set my alarm for 11 o'clock.
I appreciate that. I'm so grateful that you called up. And all right. Well, anything else, Cowboy Dan, or we'll move on.
Yeah,
yes?
I love your show, Ben. You're a great guy. Keep it up.
Thank you, buddy. I love your show, too. I appreciate that. All right. There goes the great Cowboy Dan. Right off the bat, Cowboy Dan checks in. Oh, there's a showdown in the NFC next week, week four. Forget Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Patriots, Bucks. It's Carolina and Dallas. Ooh, Sam Darnold. Carolina's defense is good. Outside of that, So the Mad Painter story, we actually got to give props here to Brian Greasy, the NFL broadcaster, Monday Night Football broadcaster, as he was listening to the audible of the Dallas Cowboys, and the audible was Bob Ross, the great Bob Ross, one of the, anybody that, you know, is an old fart like me, Bob Ross. I think they still use his show on PBS, but Bob Ross, a legend.
Happy little trees.
Yes. Yeah, remember, and the other thing, Bob Ross, his other famous quote was, "There are no mistakes, just happy little accidents, Eddie." That was the great Bob Ross quote. But they used the Cowboys, if you were watching the game, you saw this, they used Bob Ross's name as an audible. And Brian Greasy immediately said, he was slightly incorrect, but he turned out to be right. He said, "Bob Ross, a drawing, it's going to be a draw." And sure enough, the play was a draw. The Cowboys ran a draw play. And it was pretty amusing, the timing on that. It was Tony Romo-esque from Brian Greasy. He got it right on that one. And are teams that unimaginative that they have to – I mean, Bob Ross and draw.
How many people on the Philadelphia defense do you think know who Bob Ross is?
It's a fair point. That is a fair point. I'm guessing there's not a lot of Bob Ross fans on the Eagles. But – how upset must that have made the Eagle fan, though? You're watching the game, and you're like, well, wait a minute. Brian Greasy's sitting in a press box, and he knows exactly what the Cowboys are about to do. And not one of the 11 stooges on defense for the Eagles can't figure out what's going on here.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the NFL for a couple of stories involving the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe there's a Maller monologue coming up on one of these stories.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
But former All-Pro wide receiver Josh Gordon recently informed that he is being reinstated to the league after yet another off-the-field issue, planning on signing with the Kansas City Chiefs. More on that coming up from Big Ben in a little bit. Also, yes, for the Chiefs, head coach Andy Reid, he was taken to the hospital by ambulance after their loss to the Chargers. Apparently had some dehydration, wasn't feeling well, but he has been released from the hospital and apparently is fine and will be ready to coach on the sidelines for this coming Sunday.
Was he not drinking water on Sunday? Did he not, during the game, he forgot to drink his water?
Apparently not.
Oh, okay. Could take one of those sports drinks like Gatorade or something like that. That will help, right?
Probably should have, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to stay hydrated, not just
the
players.
Now, do we believe that's actually what happened, though? Or is that what is that for public consumption? Do you think that actually happened, that he was dehydrated, or there's something else going on, more nefarious?
You mean?
The cover-up.
For what?
I don't know. Andy's a big guy, and he's older, getting older now. I don't know. I'm just asking.
You're saying it was a heart attack or something?
No, I don't think it was a heart attack, but it was something else. Okay. Something more than just dehydration.
Huh. All right.
You have no conspiracy theory.
I hate conspiracy theories. Absolutely hate them.
But oftentimes what we're fed is bullcrap, and it's not actually what happens. So you have to have a cynical perspective on life here to get through life properly. You can't be a sucker and believe everything you're told.
Well, but you also don't want to wear a tinfoil hat and think everything.
No, but there's a middle. I agree with you, but there's a middle ground on that. There is a middle ground.
This does not, you know, there are plenty of things that don't pass the smell test. I don't see this as being something that's like
you don't think it's possible
what's the
that
real story here.
I mean, is it possible that Mahomes and Andy Reid got into a fight and Mahomes clocked Andy Reid, knocked him out, so he had to go to the hospital?
Now that's a tinfoil hat right there.
I'm just throwing out possibilities.
You've put a tinfoil hat.
How about this? How about Andy Reid went to the vending machine to get some peanut M&Ms? The machine did not give him the peanut M&Ms. The vending machine ate his money, so Andy kicked the machine. The machine fell on top of Andy, and so he had to go to the hospital. How about that? Is that a possibility?
That's sounds ridiculous. No.
You've got to work with me on this, Eddie. All right.
Not on this one, Eddie.
How about Andy Reid was being driven by a golf cart to the interview room underneath Arrowhead Stadium, and the cart made a sharp turn, and Andy fell off the cart and got injured. How about that?
Of the three scenarios, that one would be the most likely.
All right. I saw this making the rounds after the Monday night game. The Philadelphia Eagles had zero plays with motion at the snap. Not a single play. Zero. Zippo. Bupkis. And that's why Nick Sirianni and the offensive coaching staff there in Philadelphia being called out. They did not have any creativity at all. And the running of the football also for Philadelphia being called out as well. That's what happens. You lose and people point fingers and all that. The Eagles are just a crap team. So that's what happens. The more damning stat, forget the motion of the offense. You know how many running backs carried the ball for the Eagles? How many carries they gave to the running backs in a full NFL game? Three. They ran the ball. They ran 53 offensive plays, the Eagles. Three of them were running plays. Three. That is crazy. Jalen Hurts ran nine times, and they had two. The running backs carried the ball a total of three times. And then there were some other wacky things that took place. All right, let's go back to the phones. It is the Ben Maller Show. It is a call-in radio show here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. As I wait for my board to be reset here, let's see. Who do we have on the magic Twitter machine? Alfie Alien O'Piner says, have you seen Bob Ross's Happy Accidents, Betrayal, and Greed on Netflix? I have not seen that documentary. I did watch a Bob Ross documentary a year ago, I want to say, but I think it was an old documentary. And the thing that I gained about, and I like Bob Ross because when I was a kid, I was terrible at going to school. I ditched school a lot and I'd stay home. And when I was a kid, because I grew up in the Bronze Age, there wasn't much on TV. So once the morning game shows ended on TV, there was nothing really to watch other than like Bob Ross painting on PBS. But I learned from the documentary, and I have not seen the Netflix one. But the one that I saw, there was an amazing story that Bob Ross, that perm, that hair that he had, the famous Bob Ross hair, that he hated that. And the only reason he got the perm was because he was so poor that he couldn't, he's trying to save money on haircuts. He couldn't even afford a haircut, right? And he's like, hey, I'll just do this and then I won't have to worry about my hair. And he hated it, but once he had gotten that and that the PBS show had taken off, that Bob Ross, he just had to stick with it. The people that ran the TV show were like, no, the show's a hit. They like your hair. It's distinctive. That's your trademark. You can't change your haircut. So for the rest of his time on the show, he had to have the perm, even though he hated the perm, and he only did it because he was literally a struggling artist. Yeah. All right, let's see. Who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's go to Mike in, or Mark. It says Mike on my board. Let's go to Mark. Hello, Mark. What's going on in Minnesota?
Hey, how are you doing, my friend?
You're at White Bear Lake in Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
That sounds like a really cool place. How big a lake is White Bear Lake?
It's a pretty good-sized lake. It's very, very friendly to people around the Twin Cities area.
Yeah.
A lot of people come here.
Yeah, a lot of leisure activity. Oh yeah, Bob, you don't want to call about football? You want to talk Bob Ross?
Oh, Bob, you know, I was going to say something about Bob Ross. 24 hours a day on a certain channel on TV, he's on.
Really? They just keep replaying his show over and over and over and over and over again. Does he get, well, he doesn't get paid because he's gone, but does his family get paid for that, or they just can do whatever they want because PBS owns
it? I really don't know.
Now, do you ever paint like Bob Ross? Because you live at White Bear Lake, so you could just stand out at the lake and paint the lake. That would be easy to paint, I would think, right? It's water.
Unfortunately, I'm colorblind.
Oh, you are? Well, that would make painting a challenge. That would make, but you could paint black and white, right? I mean, you could do that. You can differentiate from black and white, so you could paint that. Yes,
I'm not real bad. I just have trouble with reds and browns and greens. And stuff,
oh, okay. I got you. All right. Well, that's thanks for checking in, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right.
You're not done. Okay. Yes. Yes.
I want to mention how proud I am of my twins this year. I quit listening to them around Memorial Day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Think of all the free time the twins gave you from not having to care about their season.
I've been a fan since 61, Twins and Vikings. And, it's been a tough life.
Yeah. Well, you're used to it, though. I mean, think of the high draft pick the Twins will have next year from all these losses. So you'll have that. And there's one thing the Twins know how to do is draft great players, unless they don't.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I got you. All right. I got to go. Thank you, Mark. All right, there you go. Colorblind Mark from White Bear Lake. And the baseball draft, it is still too close to call. Baltimore and Arizona tied for the worst record in baseball with just a few days left in the regular season. Who will get the number one pick? Who's it going to be? Inquiring minds would like to know. And the Twins, I'm looking it up. Twins have the eighth pick if everything stays the same. All right, Ben Maller Show on Fox. Time now for the Who Am I game. Derek Carr. All right, is quarterback. Derek Carr became the fourth player in NFL history to have 325 or more passing yards in five consecutive games. He joins Drew Brees, Kurt Warner, and me as the only players to do it. Who am I? Again, Derek Carr, fourth player in NFL history, 325 or more passing yards in five consecutive games. He joins Drew Brees, Kurt Warner, and me as the only players to do it. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Nothing good happens after midnight unless you listen to the Ben Maller Show. Join the fastest growing club on Fox Sports Radio. You can follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. On Facebook, it's facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. On Instagram, it's at Ben Maller on Fox. And you can add your touch to weekly show bits like Ask Ben and Lame Jokes. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And here is the Who Am I game. The Who Am I game. Derek Carr becoming the fourth quarterback in NFL history to have 325 passing yards in five consecutive games. He joins Drew Brees, Kurt Warner, and me as the only players to do it. That is the question. What is the answer? The call screener says Matt Prater. The best Denver Bronco ever. Dynamite Kid from Rob in Vegas. Who else do we have? Fat Joe from Maller Militia Twitter King. Chris Miller, tossed out by Chris in Des Moines. Daryl LaMonica, the Mad Bomber from Double O Mexican in San Diego. I am Deuce Bigelow. Hertz from Milkman Mike. Who else do we have? Gumby Dave is going with Drew Brees, who was actually in the answer to the question. Maller prop guy cheating. He got it right. Mr. Nice Guy says Ralph Irvin is the answer. The correct answer is Rich Gannon. Rich Gannon, the Raider legend.